Thank you. For the Embodied Hope Suite, drummer Andrew Bain wanted to use jazz music to celebrate the qualities that can bring about positive change. George Colligan on piano, John Irabagon on saxophone, and double bassist Michael Janish joined in to improvise during the session that yielded the track we just heard, Trust. Our set of Deep Threes began with the Toulouse Lautrex mix of Ping by Hoschka off the Salon des Amateurs remixes. We located a Shadowcaster produced by Ufaze and operating within frames of reference. The night air resonated with the sounds of percussion when we arrived on the Isle of Caldra, a stopover on the band Scenic's adventures in Aquatica. Then we drifted off deeper into the night with the first movement of Takemitsu's Toward the Sea, with flautist Susan Palma-Nidell joining guitarist David Starobin on Volume 2 of his New Music with Guitar series on Bridge Records. Pacific UV favored us with Live from Long Play 2. Echo Sonic answered the call put out by Lee Rosevere and Happy Puppy Records for drones to make dinner by, and the warped picture of the restaurant taken through a wine glass was in fact a portal that led us to the edge of the world, with sounds provided by Sean Moran and his Small Elephant Band from the Tusk album. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, the mighty Rio Grande by This Will Destroy You, from their eponymous debut album and the Moneyball soundtrack. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes birds change their tune. For example, white-throated sparrows in many areas have shortened their songs in just a few decades. But there are also songs that appear to have stayed the same over millennia. Several related species of sunbirds in eastern Africa live on isolated mountaintops, also known as sky islands. Their mountaintop habitats led them to become distinct populations and, in some cases, evolve into different species. But researchers found that two populations of one species, the forest double-collared sunbird, still have nearly identical songs, despite having separated into different mountains at least 500,000 years ago. That suggests the song that these sunbirds sing today is probably very similar to that of their long-lost ancestors. The findings show that there are good reasons for a species to keep singing the same old song. Having a unique and stable song helps birds recognize members of their own species, even if their ancestors split up long ago. So, if a tune works, don't change it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.